Amen and amen. The subject I continue, praise God. Amen. It is, amen, praise God, the testimony, praise God, that every believer, everyone that's saved, every one of us, praise God, who are among the redeemed of the Lord should have that testimony that I continue. Amen, praise God. When we come together as it is in convocation or other occasions, praise God, it cannot be we continue unless there is first an I continue. Amen, praise God. We, amen, praise God, cannot go forward, amen, magnifying and giving God the glory. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. In unity, if there is no one standing beside us, can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, we need, amen, praise God, a testimony, amen, that is individual for every one of us to have our mind already made up that we will continue. Can you say amen? Amen. The tide of the world and the course of the things and the events of the day that we live in push against us. Amen. Praise God. The enemy would have you discouraged. He would have you to hold your head down and, amen, praise God, pre-adventure, even get you to the place where you throw up your hands and surrender, amen, praise God, and turn from the work that God has called us to do. Make no mistake about it, every one of us, amen, praise God, is unique and special before God. I can't do what you do. Amen, praise God, because you before God are unique and irreplaceable. And God, amen, praise God, as he calls you to serve him, has made recognition of who you are and what you're able to do. Your place in God is your place in God. Amen, praise God. The songwriter said, I need you, and you need me. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And we need to understand that, amen, praise God, as God has brought us together, praise God, to lift up and to glorify and to magnify his name, amen, we need the mind, praise God, to continue to go forward. Amen, praise God. And so Paul, as he writes, as Luke writes, can you say amen? Amen, praise God. As he writes to us out of the book of the Acts, that is Luke writing to us. Amen. He, amen, praise God, is making, amen, praise God, a testimony that all of us should understand. The reason you're where you are is because God has helped you. Can you say amen? You never would have made it to this place, amen, in God without the help of God. Amen. God has been, hallelujah, our helper. Amen. Even from the time, amen, praise God, that we were not able to understand who he is or who he was. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. The reason you didn't get cut off in your youth is because God was watching out for you. The reason, praise God, you were able, praise God, to live long enough to hear the message that will call you to salvation was that God kept the enemy from cutting your life off. The reality is we all owe God a praise. Can you say amen? Folk that ain't saved, they just don't know it yet, but they owe God a praise as well. When we got redeemed, amen, praise God, we came to understand that we never would have made it without the help of the Lord. And so, praise God, the writer writes, having obtained, hallelujah, the help of the Lord. How many know you already got help from God? Amen. This ain't no new thing. God been helping you all your life. And especially once you got saved, you should have got your eyes open that God is my help. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. And so, praise God, amen, when we understand who our help is, we are not discouraged when we are confronted with obstacles. Oh yeah, there will be obstacles, but there needs to be a mind in your heart that speaks out and says, I will continue.
hallelujah, praise our God. As Luke writes and says, amen, praise God, having obtained, hallelujah, that help from the Lord, I continue. Amen. We need to understand that God's help is connected to his favor. Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God, my help is influenced by God's favor in my life. Now, God don't lie. Can you say amen? Amen. And because I have the favor of the Lord, amen, my enemy, he will not triumph over me. You don't lie on God. The devil ain't got no victory. He has not prevailed over us. Can you say amen? Because we have God's favor, amen, praise God, we prevail over the enemy. Sometimes we don't feel like it, but we step out anyhow. Can you say amen? Because we know our backup is right there to help us in the time of our trouble. We refuse to bow down our head, but instead we lift up our eyes unto the hill from which cometh our help. Where does your help come from? Somebody said, the Lord. Can't hear you. Where does your help come from? Comes from the Lord. Can you say amen? And God's ability to help us, amen, praise God, is never, hallelujah, limited. His hand is always able, hallelujah, to meet our need. My former bishop, amen, when he was preaching under the anointing of God, he always used to say, I feel my help. Can you say amen? I feel help coming. Anybody feel your help tonight? Can you say amen? Anybody know, praise God, that you were made by God to be more than a conqueror? Hallelujah. We're in times now, amen, when the journey is long and people get tired and they don't want to serve. Can you say amen? Sometimes they got the nerve to tell you how long they've been in the war. Lord, I've been serving God 20 years. And your point is, hallelujah, I've been serving him 25 and 30 years. But what are you going to do now? What are you going to do today? What are you going to do in this moment? What are you going to do right now? Amen. Praise God. Our answer needs to be, I continue. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You couldn't have made it this far without the help of God. Your help has not forsaken you. God is a present help in the time of trouble. You got help when you need it. All you got to do is call. Can you say thank you, Jesus? God don't say give up. He says stand up. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God don't say give up. He says stand up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I ain't tired of praising him. I still got to pray. Can anybody still got to pray? Can you say amen? Anybody still got to pray? Amen. Praise God. I know that the Lord favors me. Amen. Because my enemy have not triumphed over me. Yeah, you ought to have been in a fight. Yeah, you ought to have been in a battle. Yeah, you ought to have struggled. Yeah, you ought to have gone through. Because that's a testimony that you're still here. I'm still here. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Maybe you've been wounded. Maybe you've been bruised. But your testimony has not changed. I continue. I'm still going to praise him. Still going to give him the glory. Still going to magnify his mighty name. It may not be well in my body, but my body don't control my praise. Tell your neighbor, I continue. Hallelujah. Somebody may not walk with you. They may not walk beside you. But you need your own mind. Tell your neighbor, I got my own mind. got to continue. Amen. The enemy want to shut you up, set you down, turn you around. Can you say amen? But we got to tell the enemy, I ain't going to sit down. Can you say amen? I'm still going to pray. I'm still going to magnify you. I heard Job say in the Old Testament, amen, Lord, you slay me. Lord, have mercy. What you going to do, Job? I'm going to continue. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I'm still going to trust him. I'm still going to wait on him. I'm still going to look to him. Can you say amen? For no God is comparable to my God. My enemy has not triumphed over me. Amen. You have come out of some battle. Can you say amen? Unless you just got saved yesterday. Amen. And if you did just get saved yesterday, you have a battle against
Satan.
Can you say amen? Hallelujah. All of us have come up out of battle. And God has left the enemy laying in the wake of our victory. Can you say amen? And not just like Israel, but God said, turn around and look. Can you say amen? For all these pieces that you see today, you're not going to see them again anymore. Tell your neighbor, God will bring you out. He brings you out. But God delivers.
Yes, Lord.
Anybody scared to die? Anybody scared to die?
Not no more.
Anybody, if you ain't scared to die, say no. I ain't scared.
No, I ain't scared to die.
If you ain't scared to die, say no.
No.
You scared to die? For us to redeem.
That's right.
Death is promotion.
Yeah.
So they say amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So I don't tremble at the man with the sword. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. He can only kill the body. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. But I still live. Amen. Praise God. You cannot cut my life off.
Yes, sir.
So when you're dealing with somebody that ain't worried about dying, you got trouble in the house.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
That's right.
When amen, they are afraid to die. That's the only card. That's the last card the world got. I'll kill you. Amen. But the child of God said, amen, kill me. I'll be promoted. Can you say amen? Kill me. When I wake up, I'll be with my God. Kill me. But you don't cut my life off. Can you say amen? I can kill you. To see you in life. To the grave. When I get to the grave, I can see. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. I will reign eternally with my God. After 10,000 years, reigning with God, rejoicing in his goodness, I can see. Can you say amen? Amen. For he's a God that is God from everlasting to everlasting. And when he brought me into the family, he gave me that kind of life that is everlasting life. Tell your neighbor, I can tell you, my help inwardly is the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, I'm strong on the inside. Amen. Praise God. I might look beat up and worn down on the outside, but the God on the inside, he's just as useful as a dead man. Tell your neighbor, God on the inside has lost no power. He ain't missed no steps. Can you say amen? He's still able to do exceedingly abundantly of all you can think or ask. Tell your neighbor, continue. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We help on the outside. Plus our help on the outside. It's the favor of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God lets you fight, but you ain't in no fair fight. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, God will allow me to fight, but the fight ain't fair. I say God will allow me into the valleys, into the trials, into the trouble. He will allow me to fight. But the fight ain't fair. Can you say amen? The outcome has already been
already.
Can you say amen? God has already won the victory. Can you say amen? I'm just going for the motion.
Right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You thought you won, but no, God won. Can you say amen? You thought you overcame, but no, he overcame. And he gave you the victory through the power of his name.
Yes, Lord.
I continue. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We've got to have the mind to continue to stand for God. Amen. Praise God. Because if you think, amen, the enemy is going to let you cruise to glory, you need to think again. And you say amen. If you think there ain't going to be no issues in your life, you need to think again. Can you say amen? If you don't think the enemy, amen, praise God, will, amen, praise God, get up in your face and tell you, you got every reason. They don't appreciate you. They don't appreciate you. Don't sit down. So they ain't thinking about you. You up all night praying for them. They ain't thinking about you. But we say, I continue. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. You're doing good. And then they act like you're a stranger. I don't know. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. What kind of help you gave me? Amen. Praise God. I needed it at the time, but right now I don't need it. So I'll see you later. Can you say amen? say amen. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you look for encouragement for those that stand beside you, and you say amen. And only to find out that those that stand beside you need encouragement themselves. And you say amen. Amen. Praise God. So who do I turn? Who do I warn? What can I do? Well, the Word of God tells us that our heart is overwhelmed. And we need that the mind can be taken to the law. But why? Because God wants you to continue. He don't want you to turn around. He don't want you to give up. He don't want you to be weary and well doing. But he wants you to be encouraged in God. He wants you to stand up and tell God the same thing Paul told God. I've learned how to obey. I know how to do that. I know how to handle it. When the money, you think that's easy? Then that ain't easy for everybody. Sometimes some folks, the money coming in, the things going good, they don't know how to handle it. Can you say amen? Amen. We got things started drawing them away from God. I can see about my house, I can see about my car, I can see about my yacht, I can see about my mother and the bank, I can see about my investors, I can see about all of these things. Don't know how to handle it. Can you say amen? Well, Paul said, I've learned. Can you say amen? How to abound. You got to know how to keep your head on your shoulders when God blessing you every day. Bless them for me. Bless them for me. Bless when I go for you. Bless when I go. Bless, bless, double bless. To keep your head on your shoulders. Can you say amen? Don't fall in love with the blessing. Can you say amen? The blessing is not that important because Paul didn't finish. Can you say amen? He said, I learned how to abound. And I also learned how to be in want. Some of us can't handle a whole lot, and some of us can't handle not having anything. Say amen. You got to know how to contend. If you ain't got the two pence to rub them together in the name of Jesus. Rub them together in the name of Jesus. And amen, praise God. If you can't cut a penny into a tenth, give a whole penny.
Amen.
You got to know. Just say amen. If you can't cut it into a tenth, make it, amen, $500 a week. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. You give $5.
Tell the pastor.
I paid my tithes. Stop fooling yourself. You gave an offering. You didn't pay no tithes. Can you say amen? $5. T-I-T-H-E-S. Now, if God held you to that, if he only gave you $50 next week, you're going to have an issue. You said, I'm going to have an issue. Well, God said, when you said you paid your tithe, well, the tithe's on that one, you paid it this. Just because things ain't going your way, you still need to praise God. I can't make it to church. Yes, yes. You ain't gonna tell God I won't be in your house. I want to come and worship you.
Make no way.
And God don't make no way.
Right. It ain't no way. There's no way.
There's no way. Amen. Praise God. We've got to have a mind. Sometimes the only thing holding us out of church is us. It ain't because we ain't that well in our body. Amen. It ain't because we can't get no transportation. They told you they had $1 million downtown for you. I bet you don't get it then. Hello, I ain't got no ride, but I gotta get out of town. I need you to come get me now. Lord have mercy. But amen, first time, we don't have that mind. Can you say amen? You can't praise God for a whole lot if you can't praise Him for a little bit. Can you say amen?
Amen,
first time, when you got a little bit, and you can give God the praise.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Thank you, Jesus.
Having a whole lot. You say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
People that struggle in the church financially, they're not tithers.
Amen. Say it again, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can you say, thank you, Jesus. I don't believe my word. Check it out.
Yeah. It's true.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Paul said, I'm worthy. How to have a whole lot. I know how to handle it. And God bless me every which way. And I'm also learning, amen, praise God, how to be in want. And we say amen. Tell your neighbor, you need this balance in your heart and in your mind. And we say amen. And amen, praise God, after Paul learns how to abound, and when he learns how to be abased, he has this testimony. I can do all. That's tremendous. We were broke, but we ain't been. Can you say amen? And we were quoted. Can you say amen? I can do all things through Christ. But can you praise him when you ain't not right? Can you lift him up when you're down in your valley? When it's raining all around you, can you still magnify the Lord? Are you able to hold on to his praise and be as the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times and his praise to the continuing.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
We're challenged in this day. Amen, praise God. God doesn't want you to work so long and say, I'm done. You're not done, but you're still alive. If you can't do nothing, you heard the old folks say, when you can't do something, the way you know, that wave might be just what somebody needs. Can you say amen? So bring that wave home to the house of God. Amen, praise God. In your own circumstance, wherever you are, lift up your praise to God and give God that way. Tell him, God, I thank you. I'm not going to be much longer, but amen, praise God. We often want God to change circumstances. I can do better, Lord. You just change circumstances. You say amen. Amen, praise God. If you just make that difference, do a little better. But the reality is, God wants your heart changed. Can you say amen? Change to the point that you don't care what the circumstance is. Amen. You still got your mind depressed to go forward, to continue, praise God. And the enemy, praise God, as he whispers in your ear, or sometimes stand up in your face and tell you, as Job's wife told him, just curse God and give up. Say amen. That message was not originated with Job's wife. It was the enemy. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. He uses who he will when he can to push forward his agenda. But we are not ignorant of his devices. We know, amen, praise God, what the enemy is about. He wants you, amen, to surrender. He wants you to set. He wants you to turn. He wants you to go back. As if you have a place to go back to. And you don't have a place to go. Can you say amen? So There is no other place for us when we are redeemed but to stay with God. And so if you understand that your place is with God, you should also understand that your message to the enemy is, I will take care of you. Having a help from the Lord. And you may be having a pain.
Help from the Lord.
Until this day. If God help fails, then you can stop. Say your neighbor, when God's help fails, then you can stop. Until God's help fails, you need to continue this. Come bold.
Yeah.
Tell your neighbor, come bold.
Come bold.
To your throne of grace. To my pain and help. Because God's willing to bring you through. Because the Lord should be steadfast. Come bold.
Always.
Work.
You know that your labor is nothing.